This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Political analysts will be closely watching the presidential election results coming out of Pueblo County today. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the historically Democratic stronghold narrowly voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
This morning, Robert Roman waited to be seated for breakfast outside Pueblo's Pantry Restaurant. He's a corrections officer who plans to retire soon, and his t-shirt has a red, white, and blue Spartan helmet on it. Roman says he's confident his vote for President Trump will help give the incumbent a second term, though he's unsure about how the Democratic Party would respond to another Trump victory.
He's been fighting an uphill battle all 4 years. Can you imagine if they would have worked with him? So the fight will continue, good and evil.
4 years ago, voter turnout in Pueblo County lagged behind the state's total by 4 percentage points. In Pueblo, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado voters are deciding on the candidates for president and a U.S. senator, members of the state legislature, and nearly a dozen statewide ballot measures today. How they decide could result in a lower state income tax and new taxes on nicotine products. Another ballot measure would create a major new program to provide paid leave for workers. For people choosing to vote in person today, there are measures to stay safe from coronavirus. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Making sure that all election workers are wearing a mask and other PPE as required. There's disinfectant, and every piece of voting equipment will be disinfected between every use.
Polls close at 7 p.m. CPR special election coverage begins this evening at 5. This is CPR News.